I felt like I had more of a chance because I was dressed as a chicken.
Now that I do believe.
Maggie! This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, here we are again with another episode, now weekly, of the Breakfast Buffet podcast from KMFM Breakfast. Well, we're up to 14 now.
I know, it's come around so quickly.
It feels like it's a real thing now.
It's legit. We're proper. We pretend.
We're trying.
Well, we started off the week strong by discussing what makes us Welsh.
Oh, yes, Jackie Dar. That was Welsh.
I got very passionate about Satan's salad.
Oh, you were passionate about
I'm
this.
I'm still not over it.
But it's very topical, your Satan salad points that you
I
had to make.
I think so, because there's certain vegetables we can't get our hands on.
No, or hands.
I dressed up as a chicken in front of Jason Momoa. Or did I? We played a game of Slipper Psychic with the people of Kent.
Your powers. I've got to say, I was sceptical of the Slipper Psychic. Now I'm a believer.
You're a believer?
Oh, yeah. And then
I'm
I called
so
her
proud
name.
Of you.
No, what's the line? Then I called her. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
You revealed an interesting bit of information, though, about how messy beds are good for our health.
I'm not sure
I'm on board with this one.
Oh, no, everyone will be. And if you're lazy, you're going to love it.
And we delve deep into what you just couldn't get your head round when you were a kid.
Oh, yes, this was a real delve, a deep delve into the minds of our listeners. Excellent work all round. Well, look, there's that and more all coming up in this stunning Soar Away episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast entitled...
Snorer's Secrets, Satan's Salad and Scooby-Dooby-Don'ts.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
St. David's Day today. So if you've got Welsh heritage, if you're Welsh, just living in Kent, you're passing through. Maybe you're heading back to Wales right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning to our Welshies. Welsh.
Have you got anything that could make you honorarily Welsh, do you think?
I love rugby, boys.
Okay, that'll do. I've climbed Snowdon.
Have you actually?
So I think that beats that.
Yeah. No, have you seen the Welsh rugby team?
Let me just quickly Google. I spent hours climbing a mountain in terrible weather conditions. I drank from the little river that runs down it.
Well, did you actually?
Yeah.
Being at one with the earth.
Yeah. Well, and you.
I just want men covered in dirt.
I've got a picture of the Welsh rugby team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you win that.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Vegetables are rare right now. We know this.
Oh, you've got to be careful.
So if you do get one.
Yeah.
You need to make the right choice. You can't be just shopping willy-nilly.
No!
You need to pick the right vegetable.
Okay, this is important, right, okay. I'm listening because this is key right
so
now.
So you need to be specifically mindful with your peppers, in my opinion.
Right, peppers.
I have a traffic light system for these. So you've got to prioritise the red, always. But they're the premium of the peppers. Like, that's the one you need to make sure you pay attention to.
Really?
Because if you spot them, they're the best one. Out of the red, the orange and the green...
I got green.
You'd go green.
Yeah, what's wrong with green? Green's good.
I feel like if someone doesn't like you, if they give you a green pepper.
Really?
There's nothing worse than a raw green pepper. It's like Satan's salad.
Oh, Satan's
broccoli
salad.
Broccoli gets demonised and you've got green peppers just roaming
okay,
around.
Okay, so green pepper, that's a no.
Evil.
In your right. Okay, so someone, even
bottom
if they...
tier. Like,
right
even
now.
If I'm desperate and I haven't had a vegetable in 4 days, I'm not touching
no,
a green pepper.
No, green pepper, no.
No,
okay.
I don't want it sliced finely. I don't want it hidden.
Right.
I don't want it.
Okay, so we're moving up to yellow.
Amber's the neutral zone.
Neutral.
So you're like, I can't get hold of my red, which is my favourite.
Yeah.
Green's just evil. Go away.
Yeah.
Amber's like the safe
Amber.
Space.
Okay.
You know
you
it's going to be
red,
good.
Get
Amber's
orange.
Your next safe bet. Yeah.
Okay. You're calling them Amber. That's interesting. Okay. And then red. Just describe the delights of a red pepper.
They're like always the priority. They're like sweet. They always have the perfect level of crunchiness. But when you cook them, they actually cook. Unlike a green one, which is like, I will never surrender.
No, really?
The green just doesn't do anything.
What does it?
It just rebels and hates me. I don't like it.
Is it
Satan's salad, I told you.
Satan's salad. Okay.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So hello if you've had a terrible night's sleep because the other important person in your life next to you has been snoring away.
an annoying sound.
But the trouble is, right, I often think, right, if you try and do a snoring noise, when you're awake, it kills your throat in like two snores. You're like, no, that's awful. I can't do any more
of that.
Do it anymore. When you're asleep, oh, you got 8 hours solid.
On repeat, let's go.
It's awful. How does it allow it to happen? Anyway, if you've got someone in your life who's causing that problem, what you need to do is go over to the drawer, down to probably the bottom drawer.
Yeah, the junk drawer.
No, in the bedroom. Junk drawer in the bedroom?
Do you not have,
do you have a junk drawer in the bedroom? Animal. Socks. I'm talking about socks.
Socks?
Yeah, knee-length socks. You know, like on flights, they say wear those knee-length socks because it helps your legs.
The compression ones.
Yeah, the compression socks. You got to wear them. Wear them and it will help the snoring is what they're hoping. They're doing a test right now. Because apparently fluid builds up in the lower legs. And with a thing called rostral shift, when you lay down, some of that fluid goes up around your neck.
What?
You're drowning in your own neck.
Fluid.
Your leg juice.
Ew.
And you're like, and then it makes you snore.
That's horrific.
Socks to the rescue.
Fight varicose veins and open your airways.
Yeah. All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
You know, I was telling you about my doctor called Dr. Man, but she's a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the only one, turns out, because Lorraine in Whitstable had a dentist called Mr. Chew. And in brackets, she put honest.
Mr. Chew. Why not?
Imagine.
Mr. Chew, the
gotta
dentist.
Gotta go get my molars checked by Mr. Chew. Lorraine, it has got a surgeon called Dr. Butcher.
Oh, no.
You'd never want to go to him, would you?
No.
And shout out to Sarah in Dover, who said her parents are the Smiths and their best friends are the Joneses. When they went on holiday together, the places they stayed thought they were fake names, so they always get their stays cancelled.
Oh, no.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
We love a story time on KMFM, so we're going to tell you one. And you've got to decide whether you think it's a truth or a lie. Simple.
So, I think I told a story last time, which of course was true, because I would never lie.
Never.
But that means it's your turn to tell a story.
Okay.
I'm ready. And we'll decide whether it's the truth or not. So, away you go.
There was this one time I followed Jason Momoa around a festival dressed as a chicken.
No. Who was dressed as a chicken, you or Jason Momoa?
I was dressed as a chicken.
Because that would have been really weird. I suppose I now usually leave the interrogation to the next bit, but I can't. Why were you dressed as a chicken?
It was an acting job. And sometimes you just got to take a hit.
So you were acting as a chicken?
I was promoting like a brand and I had to dress as a chicken.
Right. Is it a brand we all know?
Yeah, KFC.
Right, okay. Why didn't you say that straight away?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't know if I was. Hesitated.
Yeah,
people might
you made
not
it
be.
Up.
They might not be KFC fans
you made
out
it,
there.
So what? You're supposed to be telling us a true story.
I am telling you a true story.
Well, you're not, clearly.
I was dressed as a chicken.
No, you weren't. You would have told me if you were dressed as a chicken by now. You and your anecdotes.
I have a lot stored under my belt that you don't know about.
You haven't got a lot under the feathers. That would have come out by now. I think. Was it raining?
No, it was warm. I was very hot in that suit. Not fun. It was June.
Why did you follow him?
Because it's Jason Momoa. If you see him, you do not miss an opportunity to be in breathing space with him.
Did you think even dressed as a chicken you had a chance with him?
I felt like I had more of a chance because I was dressed as a chicken.
Now that I do believe.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I'm a massive fitness fan. Like, I love the gym. You relate.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of unnecessary cardio.
No.
Like, if I can sloth, I will sloth.
Right,
like,
okay.
I will go in sloth mode. Mm. Where I'm going with this is my block of flats is still being built, right?
Right.
Which means a lot of stuff doesn't work. One of those being the lift.
Right.
So I heavy lifted, like, world's strongest woman, 4 bags of shopping, food shop. There was milk in that food shop as well.
Oh, that's heavy.
Don't underestimate that. 6 flights of stairs.
Whoa.
I carried that shopping up. Because I wasn't going to do 2 trips, because that's too much.
No, you don't want to go up and down.
So I'm huffing and puffing,
yeah.
Trekking these up 6 flights of stairs like Mount Everest,
yeah.
Only to get to the top and the builder to ping and step out of the lift.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I've got some good news for heavy breathers.
Oh, this is really thoughtful.
Look, I'm looking out for everyone over here.
Okay.
And I know that everyone probably isn't keeping their January New Year's resolution to eat less, exercise more and all of that. Don't worry. You just need to breathe heavier.
Right,
because
you have
apparently
to.
That's how fat leaves your body. Your fat turns into carbon dioxide and that's where
Does
it goes.
It?
So if you're a heavy breather...
Yes, it's got to come out somewhere.
You're just puffing out that bar of dairy milk. Left, right, centre. Oh, look.
Oh.
Cheeseburger.
Oh.
Chocolate. Dough balls.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got the garlic.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We're playing a little game called There Was This One Time. It's where we give you a story. Is it true or false? That's all you got to work out, though. Today, supplying the story is Chelsea Little, and it goes a little something like this.
There was this one time I followed Jason Momoa around a festival dressed as a chicken.
Now, we've already confirmed it was you that was dressed as a chicken, not Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
In fact, we haven't confirmed how Jason Momoa, star of Aquaman, was dressed.
He was in his, like, usual, like, he got, like, a patterned shirt on.
Patterned
and
shirt.
Trousers, but it's open, obviously.
His shirt or his trousers?
His shirt.
Okay. Phew.
And then, like, trousers, and then his hair, like...
Yeah.
How
was he holding it? Oh, it was billowing that day.
Yeah, it was down. It wasn't in a man bun that day.
Down and billowing. Okay. What colour chicken were you?
Bright yellow.
And did Momoa see you at any point as you proceeding around just as a chicken whilst promoting chicken?
Yes.
And?
He had some free chicken.
You were giving out chicken?
Because I was giving away free chicken, yeah.
That's a weird thing to do, isn't it? A giant chicken to go,
here's some of me
to eat.
The irony is as well, I'm a vegetarian, but you've got to take the money where you can get it sometimes.
Well, that's right. You've got to take the hits. And you offered him free chicken.
I offered him free chicken.
And what did he say to you?
He's like, sure.
Is that it? One word?
And he took it and he laughed and he was like, your day's not going too well, is it?
He said that, did he?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Okay, that's where it all fell apart. I don't believe he said that.
The poll is saying 100% true.
No, I'm saying it's made up.
You would be correct!
Yes!
Do you know what the shameful thing is, though? I have actually been dressed as a chicken. And I did, in fact, follow someone that looked like Jason Momoa, and I was convinced it was. And then I asked him if he wanted free chicken, and it wasn't Jason Momoa, and I've never been so disappointed in my life.
And neither had he.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
I found out today that 27 is the age you become like your mum.
Oh.
Which is my current age.
Yeah. Is this everyone or just females specifically?
Females specifically.
Right, okay.
You start to merge into your mum.
Yeah,
picking up those habits.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Yeah.
Put your coat on. You'll die of a death of cold.
Die of a death. Oh, what a saying. I used to always hear that one.
But I found a tactic that helps you rebel this.
Right. Okay.
So you're fight fighting, back so you're not becoming
your
mum.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Just don't ever iron anything. Be permanently creased and you will never become your mum.
That's so wonderful.
It is the bane of my mum's life. To the point she zooms in on my Instagram photos to check if I'm creased.
Does she?
Because she knows I don't iron anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my comeback. Just be permanently creased. A permanent wrinkle in the wind.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
We are talking about inflatables. An inflatable that would represent where you're from in Kent. I was inspired by this after seeing the Grimsby football fans at the football with inflatable fish. Because they're a fishing village, you see. What should you have?
Shazza in Gillingham wants an inflatable gypsy tart.
Mm.
That just made me so hungry.
Imagine
if it was an edible inflatable gypsy tart. Is that possible? If not, why not?
Be very gassy.
And shout out to Chris in Westmorland. He wants a universal inflatable for the whole of Kent.
Okay.
And he said it should be a garden.
Oh.
It's the garden of England, isn't it?
So if you puff it, a little bush will pop up over there.
Little flower.
Little flower comes up there. Oh, that'd be lovely.
That'd be quite nice. Be an interactive inflatable.
Oh, yeah. You could walk through it. Is that what you're saying? I like it. Okay. Could have a little bit in it where you could fill with water to be a pond. And you could, oh, it'd
a
be
little
lovely.
Little fishies.
Oh, all right.
So
now you're getting too carried away.
Kelly's got in touch. From Cliff in Who, saying we would have inflatable temporary traffic lights.
I'm surprised I haven't actually got inflatable as a thing.
That should be a thing at this point.
They just pump them up. There they go.
Yeah, and then down they go
again.
And then people would just pop them, wouldn't
you're
they?
You're right.
You'd be like, none of that.
On we go. Hello to everyone suggesting Hornby trains, an inflatable train for Margate. That's nice, like that.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
All I need is one household item to know everything about you.
This is scary.
Don't be scared. It's a good thing.
I don't think so.
I am a free service over here.
Right, okay. Do you want to explain more, or are we leaving it at that?
No, I'm a slipper psychic.
Slipper psychic?
Yeah, from your slippers, I can tell what kind of person you are.
Wow.
I know it all. I'm an abundance of knowledge. What kind of slippers do you wear?
They're blue.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you what they're called, what kind of slipper they are. I could describe them to you. They're like a front bit of a slipper.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the bit your foot goes on, but there's no heel to them.
It's so you're just a backless slipper.
Is that a backless slipper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm a backless slipper.
Okay. So this means you mean business?
Yeah.
So you don't need the back.
No.
You don't need that for support. You back yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
You're efficient.
Yeah.
You know about time wasting or being overorganised. You just want to get to the point.
Yeah.
And the blue means you're prepared to go outside the box a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Blue's not a safe colour with a slipper.
Is it not?
I feel like a lot of people go brown, grey and black.
But blue is a bit out
blue
there.
Blue is a bit out there. Depends
that's
on
about right.
Brightness of the blue.
It's navy.
Navy.
It's
just
navy.
A little bit brave.
Yeah, a little bit brave. I'm a little bit brave
And you mean business.
And I mean business. I'll tell you what, you've nailed that. You've nailed that.
Look at me go.
If anyone else wants to put her powers to the test here, Chelsea, the slipper psychic, is available for readings now. I can put you through now to the slipper psychic.
Hello, Julie.
Okay.
It is lovely to meet you.
Hello.
I would love to know what your slipper vibes are. What slippers do you wear?
I don't wear slippers. I only wear the slipper socks with the little grips on the bottom.
Oh, this could throw a real...
Interesting.
...spanner amongst the pigeons.
Okay, Julie, I'm just getting the vibe from the slipper socks.
Okay.
I feel like you're a home bird.
Oh.
You want to be at one with the home. You don't need shoes to go outside. Like, once you're home, you're there. Comfort is key. You are at one with the carpet or the floor.
Quite spiritual, I would
feel
say.
Like, yeah.
You're connected to Mother Earth.
Yeah, you're a good host. Mm. I feel like your house is very homely.
Definitely.
What colour? I don't know whether the colour's important. Mine were navy. My backless slippers. That seemed to have some importance. What colour are your slipper socks with the little bits on the bottom?
I have two pairs and one pair that's pink.
I feel like the pink you get out for like certain visitors. Your black's your safety net.
Mm.
And they've probably got better stickies on the bottom, so you're more like secure and to the ground. And then your pink ones, they're the rogue ones that you whip out every now and then. Maybe when your bestie's over.
Is that right? Are they more showy?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
Oh, Julie, thank you for visiting the slipper psychic. Do you feel that you've learned something about yourself?
I certainly think I have.
Thank you. Julie, cross the palm with silver as you leave. Thank you very much. Be careful getting down the steps there at the back of the caravan. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Julie.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I went to my favourite place the other day, B&M.
A B&M, yes.
I love it in there. I'm addicted.
Hi.
Just like to wander around.
I think B&M is seriously giving Poundland a real run for its money
right
honestly,
now. Oh, honestly, move over Poundland.
Yeah.
You can't compete anymore.
Okay.
And the 90s kid in me was ignited because they've got a ton of Scooby-Doo, like memorabilia.
Oh.
Like everywhere, all kinds of things.
Scooby-Doo's back. Who knew?
Scooby-Doo is making a comeback, including Scooby-Doo peanut butter.
Hmm.
Obviously, I love peanut butter.
Obviously.
Love Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
So it was like, yep, gonna have to buy this. They got like Scooby snacks, all of this. And I was like, nope, going straight for the peanut butter. Took it home, spread it on my toast. Was like, yum, yum, munching away. Looked on the peanut butter jar. It was for dogs.
Maggie! Maggie!
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I'm a slipper psychic, everyone.
Slipper psychic. telling people's innermost workings from the kind of indoor footwear that they use.
Exactly.
Well, you barely finished speaking when suddenly the door was barged down and in as Kate Faulkner from our news team, who's got nothing to do this morning, only does a couple of minutes at 1:30 and another couple of minutes at the top of hour. Plenty of time to come in and do what's important this morning, which is see the Slipper Psychic. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you.
The Slipper Psychic will see you now. Lovely. If you would like to tell us about your indoor footwear of choice.
Look, I'm cold in this country. It's cold a lot of the time.
Correct.
And so I needed sturdy, warm footwear that would really do the job. Very woolen, very thick. And I need maximum coverage.
Maximum coverage. So you're a boot wearer.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is a boot.
Well, you got there. Okay. You guessed that much already. A particular kind of boot?
Yeah. What colour is the boot?
Black.
Black? Mm. Interesting.
Well, are we talking a welly boot or what?
No, we're talking an UGG boot.
An UGG? Oh,
so it's fluffy.
Australians. Isn't it the law that Australians have to wear them?
I think everybody owns a pair.
Yeah, I think so.
You have to. I think it's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Okay, what does that mean about Kate?
Black UGG boot. I feel like you thrive in challenging environments. You're always ready for the unexpected.
Oh.
If you've got a boot on, you're ready. You can run out the door. You can go. You can run and get a bottle of milk if you've run out. But you can also run errands around the house.
I feel seen.
Yeah?
That was accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just always ready to go.
Yeah, man. I'm fight or flight. I'm ready to go all the time.
She's in fight mode permanently. Let's do this.
Let's stop these terrible Australian stereotypes right now.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Mums, you gotta love them. But why even as adults do they continue to tell us off?
Oh, no. Have you been told off?
I have. I was telling everyone the other day about my mum telling me off for having creases in my clothes.
Yeah.
And it turns out I'm not the only one.
Can I just remind everyone, she doesn't just, when she sees you in person, go, you could have ironed that. She actually, doesn't she zoom in on your social media pictures?
Zooms in on my Instagram and she's like, I've bought you an iron. Use it.
That
savage.
Is really...
No one is safe.
Wow.
From Mama Little. But shout out to Louise in Chatham, who said, continuing the clothes theme, my mum tells me off if my ironing isn't away. She still tells me to tidy my room as well. I'm 38.
Oh, Louise, come on. Pull your finger out.
Kaylee in Sittingbourne gets told off for not messaging her mum when she gets home safely. She's 33. My mum makes me do this. I have to message when I arrive.
Okay.
When I'm on my way home.
Yeah.
And when I'm on my and when I'm at
when
home as well.
Does anyone know what three rings are anymore? Do you know three rings?
No.
So rather than send a text message in the olden days, we did ring up your mum.
Yeah.
And let it ring three times, then you hang up. So you don't have to pay for the phone call, but they know you're home safe. Give three rings. That's what three rings is.
Three rings. It's three text messages.
Three text messages. Sometimes
so
I text my mum
fair.
A picture of three rings so she knows.
Just so she knows you're okay. Shout out to Michelle in Dover, who gets told off for swearing. She's 50.
There's no upper age bracket on swearing. It's bad and it's naughty. We don't condone it at all.
And shout out to Gemma, who gets told off for saying the word fart.
You're not allowed to say that word on the radio. I've told you before.
She's not. She's 40.
No, well, it doesn't matter if she's 40. You can't say fart on the radio.
Stop saying fart then.
You can't say fart. That's what I'm telling you. So just stop it, would you?
Fart.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I have known this for a while, but it's a whole new generation of people learning about this fact through the wonders of TikTok. There's loads of TikTok sort of health things.
Yes,
you know,
health
you love the TikTok things, right?
Yeah, I'm here for it always.
So there's a new TikTok thing where loads of people are explaining why you shouldn't make your bed. So here you go. If you're lazy and you don't want to make your bed this morning, TikTok said it was okay. Because if you leave your bed sheets back, right, rather than put them all nice and neatly back, when you put them all nice and neatly back, you trap moisture from your body that's got on the... Don't do that face. It's just nature.
The word moisture makes me feel ill.
Well, it's your own fault. You're secreting it through every pore while you're lying there snoring at night, and it gets onto your sheets and your bedclothes, right?
Yeah.
And the bugs love it. The dust mites, that's a drink.
Moisture.
Ah, that is tasty. There's some tasty moisture right there. Right, so they're loving it. But if you leave the bed sheets back, dries out during the day, dehydrates the dust mites. So you have less problems and then less allergies and etc. So just leave your bed. Get out of it. Leave it. And then get back into it again. And you... So if someone said, whoa, make your bed. No.
I am dehydrating the dust mites.
I feel like all mums right now are going to go,
no.
No. Put your 17 pillows back on the bed.
No, the kids are with me, and I think they're going to rebrand dust mites because of the powers of TikTok. I think they're going to start calling them TikTok ticks. That's why, you know, like little ticks.
Oh, I like that.
TikTok ticks. That's
TikTok
what they are.
TikTok ticks.
So, ladies and gentlemen, another service to you, the people of Kent, from us here at KMFM.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
It's a very special Tuesday.
Oh, good. I love a celebration. What are we celebrating?
It's cereal day.
Cereal day. Like what you have for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love this because I don't know what it is about cereal, but there's just something so satisfying about it when you don't eat it when you're meant to. Cereal for lunch hits different. Cereal for dinner hits different.
Never had it for. I've had it as a late night snack.
That's,
I've never had
it
as a meal.
Peak.
I've got to be honest. The kids have. Our kids have.
So good.
Sometimes they just don't want to eat whatever, and they just want to have a bowl of cereal.
What's your favourite cereal?
Oh, that's a good one. I think the little shredded wheat, the little ones,
are the minis
with the frosted topping.
That's
I know
a
it's not healthy,
choice.
But they are delicious.
Mm.
They are good.
Mine would be golden nuggets.
I don't think I've had a golden nugget.
Oh my goodness. Anyone listening right now that's a fan of golden nuggets, you know they're like sweet crunchy balls that are yellow.
Yeah.
And yeah, it had like, I think it had like a pirate
sound
or something
very healthful.
On the front. Oh, honestly, it made your wee smell awful. But like...
It doesn't... How do we get from one to the other thing then? In like an, like that, we went from lovely morning banter, people eating their breakfast, to, well, I'm not even repeating it. What happened?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
When I was a kid, I couldn't get my head round mine and my brother's birthdays. So my birthday is a couple of weeks after my brother's in the year. But I am older than him. I could never work out how his birthday came along. And then 2 weeks later, it was my birthday, but
you
I was
were the older.
Older
one.
How the heck? Try and explain to me how that works. Couldn't get my head around it. Even now, it makes me feel a little bit dizzy.
It's that bit weird.
And I just wondered if there's anything else that people got a slight similar thing. But just when you were a kid, you just couldn't get your head around it. Just couldn't.
No, when I was a kid, I thought... I couldn't understand how the Easter Bunny laid so many chocolate eggs. But I realised they don't lay the eggs. They just collect them and distribute them.
Yeah, of course,
they don't
lay them. It must be the Easter chicken that lays the eggs. And then the Easter Bunny delivers.
But I thought the Easter Bunny was laying
eggs. That's a good point. I never thought of it.
How are they laying so many?
Of course,
that's a lot of Easter egg hunts to put together. And I was like, it's got to have help. But I just couldn't get it. I didn't get it at the time.
They're just the egg delivery people.
Yeah. Joe in Broadstairs has made my brain just burst.
Okay,
and also, I'm just in hysterics. She said that babies didn't come from eating jelly babies. I thought that what colour you eat is what colour your baby would be. So then the question after that was, will the baby come out in one bit because I've chewed it?
Oh, no. Well.
So imagine having like pink, green, yellow, blue.
It'd be lovely. The world would be a happier, better place for it. Sadly, it's not true.
It's not the way
it
works.
But it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing, though.
And shout out to Sophie in Maidstone, who thought girls were born with ponytails. I thought that's how they knew if I was a boy or a girl, whether or not I had a ponytail.
Oh, it kind of is, and then it kind of isn't. But I love that as well.
Chelsea in Ashford.
Oh, another one.
I know. Hi, Chelsea. Said, I couldn't get my head around the fact that my sister was my sibling, but my brother wasn't my bibbling.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about it? Sister, sibling.
Sibling makes
brother,
sense.
Brother, bibbling.
Makes total sense.
Oh, well, you should definitely have siblings and biblings.
I like this a lot. I think we need to make that a thing.
Oh, everyone should have a bibbling.
Nikki in Rochester couldn't get her head around applause and laughter on TV shows. She thought they picked up the viewers' reactions from their living room and broadcast the sound alongside the TV.
Oh, that's so cute. Don't. You'll make too much noise on the telly.
Look, it's loud now. And Sarah in Dover, bless her, still can't get her head around her left and her right. She has to use the L on her finger. You know, when you put your two, your thumb and your index finger up.
And that's your left.
And that's
your left.
Your left and that's your right.
Yeah, and you do that thing when you're doing up taps and bolts.
Yeah.
Where it's, hang on, lefty,
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Lefty-loosey, yeah, that's it. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Very good.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
With some biscuit news.
Oh, this is what we need. This is what we need at 9:20. Because everyone's, even if they haven't cracked already, is eyeing up the biscuits right now, thinking, right, for my next cup of tea, what we're going to go with.
Especially a chocolate digestive. That's first one I'd always
reach
for. King.
It's the king of
it
the biscuits.
Is. The emperor.
The queen, the empress.
Of the bickies.
The leader of the biscuits. And of course it is.
I found out some news the other day about the humble chocolate digestive.
All right.
Which will change the way you look at it.
Are you going to tell me the chocolate goes on the bottom?
Well, that was my first bit because that shocked me. And McVitie's confirmed it.
Hey, come on. You've got... Look, if you're going to come on this show and start talking about biscuits, you've got to bring us better stuff than that. We know that. We're biscuit professionals. We know the chocolate goes on the bottom. The biscuit glides over a bath of chocolate and picks up the chocolate on the bottom. We know that. But then they flip it over and you have it chocolate up.
Well, I bet you didn't know that they were designed to help you stop farting.
Digestive. The clue is in the word digestive. Okay, see me after class. Must do better.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind-the-scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.